considering what you've been through this season?
It's definitely an honor. You know, it's really a compliment of, you know, what the guys have been doing up front. You know, it's really somewhat, you know, you could say easy when the guys are blocking the way they are up front. And it's just an honor just to be a part of this team and to be the one back there running behind those guys.
Peyton just said that it was a lot of downhill running, a lot of really hard running on your part. Are you, new mentality, new focus, and you know, especially against that Baltimore defense that is pretty difficult to run against?
No, I mean, I always ran like that, I feel like. But, yeah, we were going against a real tough defensive team, you know, as you know, Baltimore. And you do have to run downhill. You have to run tough. That's why I feel like we did as a team.
It's got to make you feel great, though, the respect that you've earned from these guys, the way you handled the 8 weeks, the way you're playing now that you've gotten your chance. That's what Peyton said. So much respect for the way you've handled everything and now the way you've performed. That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, I feel real good about it. You know, I just want to keep this thing going. I don't want to have any hiccups. I just want to keep on working hard just so we can get better.
You were a pretty confident guy in general, you know, first round pick, but has this helped your confidence the way you've run the ball the last few weeks? Has it just continued to grow? And will something like this help it even more?
I think we all feed off each other, you know, as a defense and as an offense. So, you know, we're feeding off them when they're making plays, and we do the same as an offense. So I just feel good that, you know, that I'm just working hard and going out there and just trying to compete.
With the way you guys have closed out games these last two games with the running game in the fourth quarter, has that been something of pride amongst the running backs and the offensive line? Because I think that was something that maybe you guys weren't doing, or, you know, early in the season. Has it been pride factor to be able to, you know, to be able to run the ball so well late in games?
No, I mean, we got to be able to run the ball. You want to win games in this league. You know, you play some real good teams, and you can't just pass the ball, and you can't just run the ball. So I think we have to be really balanced just so we do come out with those wins and those tough games down at the end there.
No, Sean, how much, I don't know if easy is the right word, but just with more play, how much easier is it to see holes? Just easier to run. Basically.
Yeah, you just got to get your eyes back, you know, just get back to adjusting to the speed of the game. You know, it's different in practice than it is in the game. But once you do that, you know, you just read your keys and you just go from there.
And going back to a question we've asked a bunch, was there a pride thing for you when you, for all that time that you weren't able to play? How do you stay in it, you know, stay motivated? And did you think you'd get a chance?
Just being prepared, you know, and working, you know, the little things I had to do during practice just to make my game better and help the team also. It was basically just playing my role also, you know, on the team. You know, if I wasn't going to be playing on Sundays, I was going to give my all in practice. So it was just playing my role at the time and hoping, you know, and having faith in maybe down the road to get my chance again.
No, Sean, Coach Fox, I guess, announced your award to the team, and understand you had some gracious words to it. Could you kind of summarize what you said to the team?
Just really, you know, proud and being happy to be a part of this team, you know, being blessed to be a part of this team with these great teammates I have, you know, always being on my side. And we all just, you know, lift each other up when people are down. So just being a part of this team, being a part of the players in this locker room just means a lot.
As you go around town now, people who recognize you, you know, they compliment you, telling you how great you're playing. Are you hearing that kind of thing out there?
Try not to really listen to, you know, the outside things, you know, not too much, even if they're good or bad, you know. It's whatever they're saying here, you know, that means the most. So I just want to just keep it up and keep on working hard.